Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo. Check it out, check it out.
Molo kangulu Lotu kiel mumakoko Lotu il mumakoko Koko mo balka
Hello mama
C'est ça le balka
Hello mama
Yongo balka
Hello mama
That is balka
Hello mama
Yeah Albert m'avance pour toi que clair. Le boss est le bout de blair. Les biscuits qui sortent qui t'emblaient. Allo si allié ou à sala. En wantien, gouré yumbla. Fond jak na tombe to kwa pel bon banuni kwa kwa balka c'est ça le balka
le mama
kwa balka
le mama
that is balka
le mama
yeah
Kine balka wa huo, mamu kitemlu enga huo ba to kine ngombe oya ne mama kin ma bul mama wa ne ben ma kine bumbwe oya ne ma kin ma ba bembe oya ma kin ba kut ba si se oya ma kin ma kut ba si ben oya nde wa to kine ngombe oya nde wa to kine balge oya nde ben to kine ngombe oya nde muri alole ben oya nde muri alole mama oya
Balka, c'est ça le Balka. Didongo Balka, Zatis Balka. Yeah.
Sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal. Funky Revolutions, en espérant avec vous que c'est pas la fin du monde.
Niol le monde qu'à comprendre, qui au présent vient les plus forts. Mais on joue en tibolon, et météo vient de pitcher. Niol le monde qu'à comprendre, qui au présent vient les plus forts. Mais on joue en tibolon, et météo.
conscience ou pas trop chargé. Bouti ou faire la fin du monde, si ou pas mauvais, ou qu'elle sauver. Bouti ou faire la fin du monde, si conscience ou pas trop chargé.
Sur les ondes du pub 90,3 MF, cette journée pluvieuse, pas d'autre raison de ne pas rester avec nous, à bord du Mothership, avec moi-même Khalid, ces espaces du rythme international dit funky, et les dernières des solutions, que nous nommons la révolution. On débuta l'émission avec un album intitulé Balka Sound, du groupe du même nom. Album qui prit naissance à Congo-Brazzaville et qui est une modernisation du son Balka, électrifié. Un premier titre, Hataba Betuku Bula, pour cette envolée qui nous mènera dans des sons du rap, de la poésie rythmée en autres. Et des nouveautés avec un invité en autre dans la première heure, Wally, ce MC d'origine haïtienne, œuvrant longtemps à Montréal au sein de Nomadic Massive et en solo, un nouveau album intitulé Soapbox. Là, on a procédé, on a continué avec un des grands musiciens martiniquais qui marqua la scène parisienne, surtout dans les années 70, amenant avec lui ou projetant cette énergie, non seulement du soukou, son développement dans les Haïti, mais le mouvement de métissage afro-carabien, latino, qu'il amena et a eu une importante influence sur le développement de la scène parisienne. On a entendu « Fin du monde » tiré de l'album en 1975, « Karma ». Et ensuite, en sous ce rythme dernier mois, « Racine ». J'espère que vous restez avec nous. J'espère accueillir Wally, comme je dis, sur les ondes aujourd'hui. Et en deuxième partie, regarder un documentaire à l'occasion du COP15 qui fait aussi partie de la programmation de cinéma Politica ici à Montréal, un organisme sans but lucratif qui programme dans 100 villes à travers le monde des documentaires nous sensibilisant aux grands enjeux de notre société et du monde, de manière politique, environnementale. On y reviendra. On continue l'émission et l'envolée du Mothership Funky Revolutions sur les ondes du pub 90,3 MF à Montréal. Ici, le underground lyonnais, si on peut dire, un album assez intéressant qui vient d'apparaître. Pardon, Madame, le underground MC rappeur qui fait partie de cette collectif à Lyon, l'Animalerie. On parle de Antan Serra, produit par Goumar et Pandémoi Pandémie.
Entre ça et la branlette, mon cœur vacille. C'est comme poser une galette du haut d'une falaise. Se soulager, il fallait. Je vois une baleine balèze et des filles faciles qui ricochent en galette. Je vois la mer s'en aller. La vie c'est fou, l'ami. Le bon Dieu fait chifoumi. Y'a un putain de tsunami. Je me rappelle, mais c'est vague. Ça s'est passé tellement vite comme Redouane qui s'évade. Il est parti, hélico-co. Magique Harico. On aurait voulu la même pour ce fils de pute d'Enrico-co. C'est la fin des Haribo. Vraiment, c'est pas beau la vue. On finira tous en astico-co. Sous le bureau, y'a l'instinct. Qui s'astique, gymnastique, car plastique, il a collé les feuilles du dicoco. Petit Robert ou la rousse, mais quel était son bord? Fallait le savoir pour balancer son bord. Maintenant c'est qui se prête? stress. Ça vient d'une pipistrelle sur du Sacha Distel. Je veux un cupid listel. Pendez-moi, pandémie, je n'ai pas demandé de galop. Donnez-moi 10 demi, c'était bien mieux avant. Rendez-moi l'an 2000, tu vas découper personne. Calme-toi, Anthony. J'ai la salmonelle, j'ai la salmanie. J'suis un chat en harmonie. J'suis venu draguer toutes les vieilles, c'est par où la naphtaline. Les jeunes n'ont pas de fesses, elles se portent mal, Nathalie. Je n'ai pas 1000 pieds, je n'ai pas 1000 subs. Me compare pas à Benjamin. J'suis qu'un pied nickelé, moi je viens de l'école où on découle les sacs à main. Moi j'pense que ça sera le tube de l'été. Ours mal léché, soupe aux lait frais. Dans ton vieux cœur, j'ai mis toute l'épée. Puis dans le pré, j'balance ton corps. Cauchemar en cuisine, entrée d'enculé. Ramène tes cousines, fais entrer l'accusé. Et ta mytho pour la déco. Qu'est-ce qu'elle est douée? Pendez-moi, pandémie. Qui veut défaire mes cartons? Pas besoin de paravent, j'ai besoin de parafond. Pas besoin de carafond, j'ai besoin de carafond. Excusez-moi, pardon madame, j'ai la grina. Je fonce du sourcil à la Frida. Calo. A chacun sa petite conne, à chacun son petit con. Quand c'est trop picole, quand c'est trop picon. Pour moi que ça y en a qui colle, qui veut jouer à ce bouton avec deux trois licornes. Pendez-moi, pandémie, je n'ai pas demandé de galop. Donnez-moi 10 demi, c'était bien mieux avant. Rendez-moi l'an 2000, je vais découper personne. Calme-toi, monsieur Ferrand, connu.
C'est vrai.
Oui, oui, oui. L'amitié est sacrée.
Oui, oui, c'est vrai.
Oui, comme le secret.
Oui, c'est vrai.
Oui, il ne faut pas le massacrer.
Oui, oui, c'est vrai.
Oui, 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 oui,
c'est vrai.
Oui, oui, j'aime l'audité. Oui, Jacqueline n'a qu'à carito. Okay.
Martar si c'est sa Maharit, nouvelle génération. David, Raoul, Tal le Monizé, sa Maharit là.
The sun is out, let's take a break. As you know, I've been hustling hard and batteries needs recharging. See the crews in the yard from afar, y'all can smell the chicken grease. We booked the lease on the slam, man, and changed the plan and supported all the merchants and local businesses. Support your own black owned and watch it grow and generate more than food for two. Let it be known and keep observing, learning, check who you're serving. Ignore this little fact, you'll be carrying the burden. See, we up celebrating first thing in the morning and gather all them jewels that we planted in the garden. So split your lies to create the diversion. See these eyes glow in the dark just like a visionary. Adversary. Not too many, but I could be my closest enemy. No need to fight with me, cause that's my music I'll marry.
People of honor, lovers of hard truth, gathering, hear my speech.
Exported to the west with the pain of my soul, and pour some more so I can reminisce. Hit me with this gift so I can carry my blues. Let me hit you with this riff, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Hey, day to day don't come feel, just wreck my back. And then to change my last name to erase my past. I can hear the train coming on this raggedy road. See no negative thoughts, I'm gonna ride this boat. Granny told me never be ashamed of your past, cause you've gotta stay tall when them times are hard. See, don't cry for me now, you foxy later. Cause little me got plans for a Shirley, babe. It's a penny that you own, then let it be known. If you wanna change the world, first you gotta change you. Know the world won't wait for you if you start to sleep. Close your eyes, take a leap, see the fruits you'll reap.
All you people of honor, lovers of hard truth, gathering, hear my speech. I just ordered a soap box, handed and tailored, just across the street from me. And if it's not obvious, it's gonna be so glorious.
Nice. Let's make some noise with our guest in studio. Notre invité aujourd'hui, Wally, on Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. A first track, the title track to his recently released Soapbox LP featuring Clarel. Nice video as well in there, up in the woods, all natural. And I imagine we're going to have a wide-ranging theme. Et on peut parler en français ou en anglais, comme
yep,
tu veux.
It's no like, doubt.
You know, so... Thanks for coming in. We were just talking, and it was just—it's nice to see you.
Yeah, It's been a while. It's been such a long time, but yeah, thanks for having us, well, having me actually. But yeah, ça fait un bon moment qu'on s'est pas vu.
Ouais, exactement. Ouais. Et une communauté qui s'est qui est montréalaise, ouais. La scène très difficile. Ouais. Mais tu disais que en fait, la pandémie était une occasion pour toi.
Ouais, la pandémie, comme on parlait tout à l'heure, la pandémie a été vraiment une belle occasion pour moi to make music and create music, because with Nomadic Massive, we have been really busy since until 2019 and, you know, the end of 2019. So, you know, when it came down, you know, the pandemic in March, like, well, solidified in March 2020, I was like, man, I'm having some time for myself right now, you know, can like isolate myself and just make music. So it was actually a blessing in disguise, you know, because it hasn't been easy for everyone. And I had my lows, but at the same time, I took the time to and benefit from creating music. Like, that's what I did.
Let's talk about that creation soapbox, because it brings together pretty much all of who you can be as an MC, as a beat maker and musician, right?
Well said, yeah.
And it's your album. Mm-hmm. Bugat came and did some production work as well. Lou from Nomadic Massive. But pretty much this is you.
Yeah,
you
know? Definitely.
The three languages in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Creole, Haitian, English, French.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You're starting to gray, which I like. You're joining me in that department, in the beard there, brother.
No doubt.
But,
you know?
You know, Nomadic has been around a long time. You've been around a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what is Soapbox for you?
Well, Soapbox, I guess, is a culmination or just, you know, un total ou un sous-total de toutes mes expériences musicales et puis mes expériences personnelles aussi, you know. And, you know, we go way back, you know, since the end of the 90s, you know. It's like, you know, and I've seen a lot of things. I've grew a lot. I've experienced a lot of things by being a group or by being working solo. So Soapbox is basically, you know, it's still a fragment of my life, but, you know, presented in this format as this album, Soapbox. But basically, it's like me, like, not finally, but right now, taking this time and space to just, like, share my music, but stand on more of an elevated platform, you know, like Soapbox is, you know, just, like, to spread your message and just, like, you know, share your story, you know? So that's where it's at, you know?
And the story you share is personal, because it does reflect where you're coming from, and the different places you're coming from. Let's talk first about, even though we probably won't be getting to that music until a little later, because we heard that one of the singles that was put out, the title track, and we're gonna go. Well, no, let's come to that in a second and just go with the rhythm.
Yeah,
la danse, the love. So what were you seeking to do in terms of, like, all right, this is part of me, I'm going to sing in Creole, this is part of me, you know, like, how do you manage all of that?
I mean, you know, like, I was born in Montreal, my parents are from Haiti, you know, I'm from the second generation, the wave of the second generation who came here, my father came here first. So, you know, I was left with, like, this heritage of, you know, the Haitian traditional, you know, music. It was, you know, learn the language here as well, you know, through my parents. I was not speaking it, you know, but I was, like, actually curious to learn about it, you know. So, you know, I was responding in French to my parents and they were talking to me in Haitian Creole, you know. So I had kind of that resistance for a while too, but before it was like more like, oh, I need to embrace this, my culture to the fullest, and because it's part of my identity and I need to reflect that into my music, and which gave me a better foundation, you know, musically. I needed that, you know, because as we know, like, you know, despite being a black person and born in Montreal, they're still faced with, like, some racism, you know. So and that, you know, is some of the topic also I like to touch also in my music, and how a diaspora lives in a different country, like my reality, you know. So I felt like singing in Haitian Creole gave me that different strength to just talk about these things. And maybe not everybody would understand, but I know the people of Haitian descent will relate, you know, the ones who lives in Montreal, you know.
It's interesting. I'm born in Morocco, right? Uh-huh. So I'm an immigrant for very young, but I'm an immigrant here.
Yeah.
It's different being diasporic.
Yeah.
It's in the sense that, you know, you're born into a different community. And what I like about the sense of what you're saying is that, you know, I learned Haitian here in Quebec. This is part of what it is to be in Quebec for me.
Yes.
And this, and that reflects, I think, a little bit the strength and the kind of the what you've been doing yourself and as a member of Nomadic Massive, right?
Yeah,
like this place of community, who do I belong to? Yeah. How do I split that sense of a uniform Franco-Québécois white experience?
Afro-Keb. You know, name it. Like, you know, it's like there's so many. Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then I think, you know, the French was a given because, you know, I grew up in, like, dans mon étude était en français. Et l'anglais est venu because of the love for hip-hop, you know, because I was exposed to hip-hop culture in English, because we're not too far from United States, New York. So, you know, I have a lot of, you know, as most Asians family have families in New York and Miami. So, you know, we tend to go there every year. And then, so I was exposed to that. So English became the second language, the third language I wanted to learn to, or, you know, maîtriser d'une forme ou d'une autre. Donc, j'ai été à l'école aussi en anglais pour maîtriser cette, you know, it's that curiosity and, you know, observant type, you know.
When you reach into like these three different kinds of avenues, right? English, hip hop, the English hip hop with a very strong developing scene to which Nomadic Massive contributed in terms of how Quebec hip hop evolved, and the French Quebec schooling. I'm here. Yeah. I'm born here. It's the primary language. Mm-hmm. How do you go about like addressing that? Because you're as you say, you're on a soapbox. It's not just because you're preaching. It's also something you have something to say. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What for you in terms of that process, your practice? How did you get into? You know, you found this space with COVID. So was it all one kind of like I'm dealing with these different things, or c'était fluid, it was naturel comme processus? Did you also have to, you know, because there's a time of anxiety in COVID as well.
It's true. I mean, you know, really and truly, it had been a process, you know, mentally that I wanted to do that, you know, like to at least, you know, come up with a first album, first project, just to try it. But, you know, so I had already couple of ideas in place. I didn't know if it's gonna see the day, but I had a few ideas in place, and I was like, I hope I can make this during the time, you know, when we were on tour with Nomadic. Shout out to Nomadic Passive, everyone from the family, big shout out. you know, I was taking the time, like, you know, when we were on the road, I was writing raps. I was you know, juggling with ideas. You know, I was like, every single space that I had, I was using it to just, you know, bring my ideas to life. Until the pandemic hit, I was like, I had a few ideas, so I had a direction. So it kind of helped me, you know, with the process of creating during the pandemic. And I was like, I had a goal already, you know? So it helped.
Yeah.
It helped a lot, because if I was just like music with no sense of direction, no, pas de colonne vertébrale, it would have been like, you know, more challenging. But, and then also I had to had the chance to collaborate with other people, and we were sharing files online, so that helped as well. Like people are like with Bugat, so we're like, okay, I was recording my stuff or playing my music and then putting it into a waveform or MP3, send it to him, then he works on the side and send it back to me. So, you know, despite we're not seeing each other and being in the same place or in the same studio at the same time, we managed. And that was also motivating and inspiring to have someone to
the semblance of community collaboration.
Yes,
so exactly. What's the story for this next track? This is the single right now, Te Revoir. What's the story for that?
The story for that is Te Revoir is a song that was created, co-produced by Bugat. Big shout out to Bugat. The song talks about, like, you know, it's one of these songs that, you know, this type of topic I don't touch much, but I feel that they are important because they're part of me. You know, it's just like me being on tour and, you know, meeting people, and then you building a strong connection. The next thing you know, you have to leave. And then, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and this is like, want to see this person back that I had a strong connection with. So, yeah. Je souhaite te revoir.
On the People's Power Station in Mount Real on Funky Revolutions, our guest Wally, a second selection from his album Soapbox. Et on revient.
C'est notre tête, moi l'irrité, m'pas qu'à libérer. Nous connaissons même nous-mêmes, nous fin connectés. C'est chita pour nous manger, m'pas qu'à j'impresser. Si j'ose m'barrer l'eau parce que mes souris. Dans deuxième, ma vie côté ou pour n'al m'a dit. J'en ouais qu'on nous déyom, mes autres dans des autres. Nous toujours marcher pour nous web, pour nous carouer pique. Ça fait date, nous pas ouais. Ça que t'es fait m'dégayer. C'est parce que m'dédéyom, t'es tout côté, m'ta chacho pour m'parler. Pas besoin de comparer ou toujours faire vibrer. Moi je connais ça fait date, moi t'es parti, qu'on y a moins fin tourné. T'es grand bagaille pour me régler. Qu'on y a tête moins rangée. Puis me léger qu'on papier. And I think it was at a park. Was lost in the crowd. It felt just like a mosh pit. Eyes were locked. Felt like we've met before. You came to me. Your presence got me begging. Time was spent. Made me forget my whole past. Felt renewed like eyes after a quick flash. Glad this choice was made to hide my losses. That's the wind that gives birth to new beginnings. Dem levé comme ma pensée allée. C'est notre tête moins irrité. M'pas qu'à libérer. Nous connaissons même nous-mêmes. Nous fin connectés. Ben chita pour nous manger. M'pas qu'à j'en pressé. Si j'ose m'barrer l'eau parce qu'il me sourit. Dans deuxième ma vie côté ou pour n'al ma diga. J'en ouais qu'on nous déyon, mais t'sot nan des autres. Nous toujours marcher pour nous, pour nous kawe pique. Ça fait date, nous pas ouais. Ça que t'es fait, m'te gaillé. C'est parce que m'te déyon, m'te tout côté, m'ta chacho pour m'parler. M'pas besoin comparer. Ou toujours fait m'vibre. Moi connais ça fait date, moi t'es parti, qu'on y a mes fin tourné. Un bagaille pour me régler. Qu'on y a tête moins rangée. Bien me léger qu'on papier.
Got that right on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, a second selection from our guest in studio on the mothership, Wally, and Te Revoir from his new album,
yes,
Soapbox.
Yes.
So glad you're here. That's off air. We were just saying what I was playing it last night as yesterday was while I was cooking, preparing for some dinner guests.
Nice.
And I like the flow. And this last song we heard, Te Revoir, as you were saying, was the end of the process. The last track you did, and it feels that having listened to the album a number of times, it actually I understand. Like I totally see how it's the gel of the vibe that was developing, and I really like the flow of the vibe. I like the groove that you established. Was that conscious? Was that?
Yeah, I mean, I think mostly yes, it was conscious. I mean, but you know, the song when the song was created, which like you know we're talking off air, it was the last song created for this album for Soapbox. I think it grew, but it grew in such a short time, you know, because from the day it was created, when Bugat sent me the maquette, I was like, oh, this is where we need to go, because, you know, I had ideas to make a song like this, like with that style, you know, with that type of upbeat, and you know, and then I wrote it right away. It took, you know, I wrote the song in less than a day, you know, and then after that, send the demo to Bugatti, and Bugatti built the song, and then after that, he sent it back to me. And then I felt we had a song, and then I added some musicians, et cetera, et cetera. So it happened so fast because the process of the album was done. We're like, we're done with this album, but we need that one song. It's just another song. And that would probably catch a lot of people by surprise because it's not the style of music usually people are accustomed to hear from me, you know? So they're like, okay. So it's kind of like, went in a different direction, and also speak about like the potential avenues for future music too as well.
So it's très prometteur in that sense, right? It's because you actually, there's quite a diversity on the album, mm-hmm, right? There's there's the Wally sound, the Wiza sound. I see that continuity. But at the same time, you're keeping up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so I'm excited to know that you're like thinking in that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is the role of dance? Not just in terms of the groove, in terms of the music that, you know, hip hop is at its base, mm-hmm, a rhythmic music.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible to talk about Haiti without understanding a myriad forms of troubadour music, but ultimately rhythm is the essence, the clave, the that African syncopated experience.
Mm-hmm.
For you, in terms of that, because we're going to listen to a track coming up, Vini Danse, it's express dans le titre.
Yeah, Vini Danse, and this song is, and I have to give a big shout out to Grupo Vocal Descendant, is the where the inspiration came from, and where the sample also came from. You know, it's a Cuban Haitian group who reside in Cuba, in the east, near Santiago de Cuba, and they're Cuban, who Cuban Haitian, but who don't speak Haitian Creole, but sing it. So they sing it because it was like griot, oral tradition passed from generation. So they kept that very close to them, and they created this group, an amazing group. Like this group gives me a goosebump every time I listen to them because it's mostly a cappella and, you know, maybe 10 to 15 people singing. And they're all great vocalists. And also I was in touch with one of the member and to discuss also my project and what I was trying to do also with Vini Danse. And they were really happy. And then we really had a nice connection. And surprisingly, she was writing in Creole, and she's like, my Haitian Creole in writing is not the best, but, you know, I think we can understand each other. And then, you know, like, I was just, like, so appreciative of, like, the line of history that happened and the connection. But, you know, rhythm is, like, super important for me and also for Haiti. I mean, the drum is where it all starts, you know, and then it calls for the spirit to be alive, you know, to move, to just, you know, manifest itself, you know, within the time and space where we live, you know. So I think it's always important for me to just intentionally have this type of rhythm in my music all the time, you know, and I work with, you know, great producers who understand my vision and understand, because Vini Danse, I think it's, I don't know which version is that, because it's probably like the 10th version, you know, it was a process, you know. Yeah.
I find it interesting that it was inspired by a group that is, well, representative, I think, of one of the aspects of diasporic music in the Caribbean.
Exactly.
On a commencé l'émission avec un groupe congolais, le Balka Sound, but ensuite Henri Guédon, you know, Martiniquais, living in Paris, but spread Latin music.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's from Martinique, explored and modernized in his own ways, Guoka and Guagacan.
Yeah.
but he's known for being a facilitator for the music of the Caraïbes dans tous ces éléments, que ce soit inspiré de Cuba. I mean, Ray Barreto was one of his models, and that's how he structured his show, and bringing the drum right in front and placing it there. And so it's interesting that this group based in Cuba, singing in Creole without necessarily understanding it, and a cappella often, group-oriented, inspires Vinnie Danser, which is, it's a moment, an invitation.
Yeah, it's an invitation to just come dance, to, you know, let go of all, you know, worries and thing and people judging you from the way you dance or from the way you stand and walk, and like it's basically welcoming everybody, you know. It's like it's a call for that. And then we don't have enough of that, because, you know, sometimes I talk about like social media and say like social media kind of, you know, in some way destroy people's perception about their image. You know, and people, because of like this machine or this device, and then these platforms, some people are judge themselves really hard, you know, to a point where they limit their freedom, you know, because of certain social platforms. So Vinnie Danser is like, welcome every like people, shape, form, ethnicity, bring it on, like, you know, it's like, let's have some fun, you know.
Yeah. Celebrating on the Mothership Connection with Wally Argue. Another track from his album Soapbox, Vinnie Danser.
Trop chalet, jodi faut laguer. Quitte malheur, on fait si on vle. Pas policier à souhait nous gagner. Bye blanc, frère, garde les gens les couler. Et souvent, ça est moins qui chauffe. Brasse pas, m'en coup, c'est pas chat. Gain chemin, puis coup de passer l'autre. M'ba gêné pour venir craser porte. Moins gain idée fixe, tant pour obélix, c'est tant couline tomber dans chaudière. M'blé musique, n'a ben moins. Faux ancêtres, yo qui t'aime pas carré chita. A pas nous là, mais comme ça. Si ou trop paresse ou pas qu'à lever qu'elle est ou pas qu'on est chita pas bye. Ou bouger concert, un jour libre tant que nous pas guinzo, tant que ce n'est qu'à psyé dans l'eau, pour chavirer tant que y'on bateau, kebel dizi tant qu'on poto, j'entends des couler qu'on siro, c'est la pluie qui fait grâce et nous fort, allez d'une danser, va péter 3 kilos, côté nous pour aller, d'une danser, nous crapap, nous laguer, nous grailler, tellement de fédé, y'on vient chercher, get trop vibe, faut le passer, fais respect, survive ça, nous film bouquet, paquet, gale, ou pas. Pas qu'on est chita, bye bye. La réponde est
Oh,
nice on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Vini danser. Very nice, very nice. That was Lou Pienza.
Yes, Lou Pienza production. Big shout out to Lou Pienza from Nomadic Massive. We worked on this track and it was really, I mean, you know, Lou Pienza, he's a great producer, you know. So definitely check out his stuff too as well, you know. So yeah, big shout out.
Member of you guys. You've got Nomadic Massive 18 years, so I can use the word elder statesman of the scene, underground scene here in Montreal. And, you know, there's a whole politics, and hopefully when the next time you guys are doing something at Nomadic, have you guys come down as
definitely,
well.
Definitely.
But like I said, I reached out to you because I'd listened to the album when it came out back, over a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I je tenais à t'avoir ici.
Merci.
Pour que tu viennes nous expliquer, because there's some metaphysical stuff. Mm. On vient de danser avec Vini danser, but it's, as you explained, there's a profound element in their partage, a history. Mm-hmm. And I think history roots, as you were saying earlier, is there, but you went a step further from what I understand in terms of what you're doing with your music. Et c'est pas juste tes racines, c'est pas juste d'où je suis, d'où je viens, où je suis rendu, which is all part, especially when you're creating music with that backbone already there. You had an idea, and COVID gave us this chance to, for many people, I'm glad that it was a positive in terms of creative experience for you, l'occasion. But there's, the last track we're going to hear let's call it the metaphysics of soapbox.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it, guys.
And it's called Bridge, and you have Malika Trollien in there, singing in there. But there's a profound attempt on your part to look like, I don't know, let's call it, it's a bridge between times, periods, peoples. What is that bridge? What were you going with that?
That bridge is like, you know, un pont, dans le fond, le pont qui se crée entre deux temps et espace qui sont étroitement liés ensemble. Because, you know, sometimes the bridge is broken and we don't know our past and we don't know where we're from and stuff like that. But, you know, there's ways of building a bridge to your past to make a connection, to build that foundation and to know how you got here and who you are, the person you are today, you know? So that song, you know, like we were talking before, it's like, it's the song in the present, but how the present would look like yesterday. You know, and the connection of two worlds, you know, so it's basically, you know, the story of, you know, part of my story, a fragment of my story, or a fragment of story of many of my Haitian diaspora or Haitian folks, you know, my parents, etc., etc. So it's creating this bridge to also not forget. You know, it's kind of like, because, you know, we have 365 days to create memories, you know. So, but also that's moving in the future. But behind that is also a line that we need to, you know, reach. And that's like part of the foundation that it's important for me to have, you know.
Part of what you're describing is almost time travel, because what would today look like if it was yesterday, and what would yesterday look like if it was today? So it's also kind of also bringing like this experience, la fracture de la diaspora, qui est fondamentale. But it also allows you to project like, what was my answer if they were here avec moi?
Exactement.
Qu'est-ce que je peux apprendre? Is that part of the, like, what if I put myself at their place? I lived that and they lived. Qu'est-ce qu'ils auraient été, ces esclaves-là? Qu'est-ce que ces gens dépaysés s'ils avaient... Am I understanding a little bit the...
Because in that story, it's like the story of a Haitian woman who I believe that this person could have been my cousin, my mom, my aunt, my grandma in today's life, you know? But because that story existed not too long ago, and then we're here today, and I wouldn't be here today if that story didn't exist, you know? That's the bridge I'm creating. And, you know, it's pushing it also to the future, you know, because that event that happened in time and history, which was a stain. It's a big stain in the history of the humankind, you know, pushed to the future. It's like we have this privilege. So, you know, a space for like our families, our kids and progeniture et tout, tout le monde, je veux dire. Afrofuturiste, créer un monde nouveau avec les valeurs qu'on a aujourd'hui, you know? Yeah.
How would you think that your ancestors, and je parle de façon générale, would... Like, let's. I had a couple of conversations in this last week where I was really wondering what would Haiti look like today if, after liberation, the first black peoples to take up weapons and decolonize, anti-colonize, had not to have to pay $1 trillion to their former owners. What would today Haiti look like? And give all the corruption you want to Haiti.
Yeah.
Imagine that half
without
of that
the corruption?
No, imagine that, concede it. But if that money had stayed, si le peuple haïtien n'avait pas été forcé par les forces des armes français, américains, and decades and over centuries of invasion since the liberation, no one could stand the fact that a black peoples could, by the force of their arms, determine their own future.
Yeah.
But what would, imagine there was all the corruption that we know. Imagine that history is not effaced. But even if $500 million or $20 billion wasn't stolen and came to build the infrastructure of Haiti, what would it be like today? You know, and that's, this is the conversation, so I don't know why in this last week, but this is what, you know, your this metaphysics opens up a lot of these questions. Do you know what I mean? And I feel in the song that that's what you're, this imagination, that's what we're talking about, right? La possibilité.
La possibilité. I mean, it's a big question. I would like, you know, a big question requires big answers, you know, and I, you know, following the question you just said, asked, I feel that also without foreign support, like the, you know, so-called support, I feel that Haiti would be in the place where it would have a strong impact, not only in the Caribbean, but globally as an important country, you know, who've like liberated themselves, who went for the, was first independence, you know, in 1804, and also I think it would have a bigger place globally, you know, and being a force to be, you know, not a force, but because it's not that word I'm trying to say, but more like a presence in world affairs,
a light. Qui brille.
Yeah.
And qui talks brille. About that fundamental liberation, self-determination.
Yes, exactly. You know, because this was, it's often talked about, but not a lot of people know about, you know, more and more people know about, because, you know, we're in the era of like information and data and sharing. So everyone can have access to it and know the history of many places or information about many, many things. But, you know, but I feel like, yeah, globally, you know, would have a better place in world affairs, and, you know, be more impactful and create many. I still today, because I still believe that Haiti still have the most brightest and smart people in the country as we speak right now. Do they get the chance to just explore and then go further? That's a different conversation.
Well, let's have it another time, Wally. You can check out his album on Bandcamp. It's called Soapbox. You have a show coming up, I guess, next week.
Yeah, we have a show next week. It'll be like very acoustic at L'Ideal. L'Ideal was the, it's on Ontario. It's the old Jello Bar. So it's like 151 Ontario Est. It's at 7 p.m. I'll be playing with the Franco. I'll just do like very intimate show, you know.
Excellent.
Play some songs of the album. And then the next show is January 19 at La Saint-TD sur Sainte-Catherine.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Merci d'être rentré et de partager avec nous. It's been a long time. Glad to see you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, bro. Like, really appreciate this conversation. It's refreshing.
Wally, and we're going to end this segment of the program as we get into our second hour with The Bridge featuring Malika Trollien. And check his stuff out on Bandcamp.
Yes.
clouds will clear now. Let's hold tight.
Yo. Rit nos cailles, boycott l'homme mais père ton esclave, c'est ça maman deal, mais folle toujours fier. Tu fais un film grandi, maman le bouquet, c'est poli pour point relève l'un. Bah normal, pam, fiette dans son, la coupe canne, cognal beau rivière, la boîte en titre, au bike on tire pour grand monde qui approche elle, yo prend le nom Colette, mettez le sous-dos cheval, mène dans l'autre côté, mais l'aile rivé. Yo force le bout de travail, yo change dans le mais tu fais en son rebelle, chaque jour les goumets, mais à main, remède blanc qui pas très mec, qui j'en ta boule, pas qu'à discipliner, à raison, pam. Le point pital, il gonte Simone, y'a retiré l'amène, voie le France pour l'alphabet, grosse étude, son inquiétude. Le siècle plus tard, nous pas oublier ça. Sous-pensez bien, t'y fais ça, l'été qu'à maman.
You and I.